This is the Franchise News Podcast for Wednesday, April 22nd, 2020. I'm Jack Munson at the Social Geek Radio Studios in Chicago, keeping you informed and updated so you can be ready for your comeback of a lifetime. In the news this week, President Donald Trump has named several representatives from franchise brands to a panel that will advise on the ultimate reopening of the economy. Members include leaders from McDonald's, Inspire Brands, Yum Brands, many other franchises, and IFA President and CEO Robert Crisanti. In more IFA news, IFA's new community microsite, aimed at providing members with the most up-to-date information that your business needs to succeed during the pandemic and beyond, is now live. Check it out at community.franchise.org. Lots of great brands helping frontline workers and customers during this crisis. Here are just a few. Chick-fil-A announced that it will be donating over $10 million to communities across the country impacted by the COVID-19 outbreak. The money will be used to provide a variety of goods and services for employees, healthcare workers, and first responders. McDonald's is offering healthcare workers, police officers, firefighters, and paramedics a free thank you meal through May 5th as a token of appreciation for their service. OxoCare Cleaners is offering to help first responders and healthcare professionals in participating stores with free dry cleaning and laundry services. OXO will be using an ozone treatment to achieve the highest possible levels of cleanliness and sterilization. Kolache Factory is doubling down on its commitment to the community by launching two new Kolache Factory Cares initiatives. Restaurants are having a tough time, but we know there are others who have it worse, and those who are working every day on the front lines putting themselves at risk every day, said Don Nielsen, Kolache Factory COO. One of the programs is called Fueling the Frontline. Medical workers and first responders can come by and grab a free breakfast to go any day in April. Rave Restaurant Group, the parent company for Pizza Inn and Pie 5 Pizza, has launched a Feed Essential Workers program at both brands to donate meals to healthcare, grocery, fire department, and police department staff. Now through May, guests can pay it forward and purchase a meal for the front lines for $5 or $10 while placing a call-in order or ordering online. 100% of all funds will go directly towards feeding those local essential workers and those in need. Checkers and Rallies announced a new program that offers free meals to medical workers and first responders. CEO Francis Allen said, "It is more important now than ever before to focus on giving back and supporting the communities that have supported us for 30 years. Subway and Feeding America are teaming up to provide 15 million meals to feed people in need across the country. With the purchase of every foot-long sub for takeout, catering, and delivery, Subway will provide a meal to Feeding America." Interim Healthcare President and CEO Jennifer Sheets and her team have launched a website to help everyone in the home care industry access critical personal protective equipment in the fight against COVID-19. Go to this website, ppe4homecare.org. That website again is ppe4homecare.org. Massage Envy announced that it's supporting the American Red Cross's Sleeves Up campaign with the goal of donating 25,000 units of blood by August 31st. The Sleeves Up campaign is a virtual blood drive where people can use an online tool to pledge to donate blood at an American Red Cross location or affiliated blood bank at a time convenient for donors. Beth Stiller, Massage Envy CEO, said 25,000 units of blood is a big goal, but when we all come together, I'm confident we can and will rise to the challenge to meet or exceed this goal. Here's my favorite one of the week. College Hunks Hauling Junk and Moving is providing free moving services to domestic violence survivors. Nick Friedman, co-founder and president, said, "We want to do what we can to support anyone living in a dangerous environment, especially during these unprecedented times. We've made our resources available to assist those who face circumstances of domestic violence and are looking for a safe way out." Some new innovations this week. InExpress, a global business-to-business shipping and logistics franchise, has developed an in-house software platform called WebShip Plus. With a shipment every 7 seconds, the company created its own intuitive global shipping software. Paul Knott, COO of InExpress, said, "We help small to medium-sized businesses ship 4.6 million packages a year. And as volume grows, we're confident our software capacity will grow with our customers." Some people news this week. Mexican Restaurants, Inc. announced the appointment of restaurant industry veteran Pete Pascuzzi as the new CEO. RE/MAX, one of the world's leading franchisors of real estate brokerage services, announced the appointment of Stephen P. Joyce to its board of directors. And Jack in the Box announced Darren Harris has been appointed to chief executive officer and will join the Jack in the Box board of directors effective June 15th. Naranja, a leader in franchise management software, announced today that Dmitry Simonov has been named president and chief operating officer. Founder and CEO Tarek Farid said Dmitry's success in creating franchisor-friendly solutions makes him the perfect fit for this role. Congratulations and good luck to everyone. And now the franchise calendar, brought to you by Intrepid Direct Insurance. Still on as of today's podcast recording. Franchise Updates Multi-Unit Franchising Conference in Vegas, still at the all-new Caesars Forum, now August 31st through September 3rd. MFV's Franchise Expo West in Phoenix, September 10th through the 12th. IFA's Franchise Action Network in D.C., September 13th through the 16th. The International Franchise Expo is at the Javits Center in New York City, October 1st through the 3rd. The new Franchise Leadership and Growth Conference, FLGC, is October 14th through the 16th in Atlanta. Franchise Expo Nashville has been rescheduled for October 17th and 18th at Music City Center. And Franchise Expo Houston is November 13th and 14th. The calendar today is brought to you by Intrepid Direct. Intrepid Direct knows these are challenging times for everyone. They will always be here to support the franchise industry now and as we adapt to the new future. Save money on your business insurance by going to intrepiddirect.com/socialgeek, where you can get 12 equal payments and use a credit card to pay premiums. Intrepid Direct. Expect savings. Expect commitment. Expect better. That's our policy. Friday on Social Geek Radio, Kristen Pahacik and I are talking franchise development, digital marketing in the coronavirus era and beyond. Stay safe.